Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries. Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great weekend. Sometimes you don't know what happens on the way into the show or on the show. We have had utter chaos this morning, but here we are.
Coffee chaos.
You never know. Yes. Coffee chaos. Some point last week. Now, our coffee machine is getting old, and so it probably needs to be replaced in general, but... last week, Connor, I gave him a chance to make coffee. I'm not blaming Connor. I think it's the issue of the old coffee machine, but maybe the kiss of death was the lid was not on for the filtering to properly happen, and now the machine doesn't really work at all.
Nothing. So Connor maybe had the best statement ever. He came in, and I didn't say a word. I just kind of looked at it, I go, like, this is kind of done, and Connor goes, I'm Charlie Brown. Everything I touch breaks.
he said that
because I'm Charlie Brown.
That's very funny.
Everything,
Connor.
I touch breaks.
It's not true.
I feel
though.
So bad. It's Connor. No, this is just a coffee machine.
It's an old machine.
The machine is not. It's been around since you guys started the show.
Oh, before then, I think it's been around like 10 plus years at this point.
Yeah, it had finally.
Connor with a good line.
Connor went with I feel like Charlie Brown.
Connor's our producer.
He is. Yes, our producer.
He's our new producer. Why open that box?
I think it wipes.
It's part of the chaos.
It is
wipes.
Part of, yeah.
Wipes?
Wipes.
I think it's wipes.
I don't know.
Why is it wipes?
I don't know.
Farley went to get coffee.
Make sure I'm right there. I'm not sure that's what it is. Yeah. There's a quick peek at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Farley is on his way to get coffee for Bill because...
Yeah, now wait.
Now, you did not send him that. He offered. You said,
this
no, don't
nice
do that.
Of him.
Yeah. He was very adamant, I'm going to get you a coffee. So this was by no means like Swim saying, go get me a coffee. That was... Farley being very, very kind.
Why did we drag Swim into this?
Well, he did
it to himself.
He drug himself into it. Yes, Farley offered. Yes, we're Swim mandated.
Yep.
People to go get coffee for him. So it's a little bit different. But yeah, Farley's doing that. I did. So this is the breakers note, because Farley, once again, Farley too, is like, I'll pay for everything. I had money here.
Right.
So hopefully Farley gets himself a donut too.
You did say that.
I said, get him a donut. But it was.
Where's he going? To U-Stop?
Somewhere nearby, yeah.
Because the coffee machine is broken. Do you have coffee in there?
There's like a, I don't know.
I told Bill, I don't trust that concoction right now.
I don't trust it, really. No, it's not good. No, it's not good.
So here's the deal. I put in 7 scoops of grounds in a full pot, and it right now is put about 2 ounces out, Bill?
Yeah.
Maybe 1 cup, 2 cups possibly?
Well, but that's what's
so at. Let's go 2 cups.
The total, No. The total is 1/2 cup. And it's just, that's
and
all
it's been filtering
it.
For at least 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
And so the fact it's coming, I don't know what is in there or what's been brewed, what's been filtered. I don't know.
You haven't taken
but
a drink.
It's probably some
I've
sort
had
of
a
poison.
Little sip
this point.
And that's it. But that's all as far as it's going to go now that Farley's en route to save things.
The mill will open at
7:15.
Yes.
So
Farley's going to be here to save me. Idle chit chat. I went to the mill on Innovation Campus.
Yes.
That's cool.
It is cool.
It's a cool mill.
What were you over there for?
They have a ladder. They have a ladder. That's what's cool about it.
There's a ladder.
Why are you over on the north side?
I had something going on. I had a meeting. So I roll in there for a meeting, like, and it was with the I'll tell you what I was with. I'm doing like a I don't know what I am. I'm some sort of a spirit animal for the Heart Ball that's coming up here in the end of January.
The
So I met with the Heart Ball crew over there, and I walk in, and guess who's there?
Who?
The art crew that works here a lot. They were freaked out. They're like, Coach, what are you doing here?
Which crew?
Corey's there a lot.
What's that?
Corey is over there, yeah. One of our baristas. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Corey.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we got a chance to talk to some of the ladies.
What a small world.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of fun.
Small world moment. These are wipes,
also,
by the way.
I thought they were wipes. I was right in that. Also, Sip, you were dressed to the nines this morning. What's
I have
going
a photo.
On? What's
we'll,
happening?
We will post yeah, that no, on no, Twitter.
This is like the shirt you have on your Twitter profile.
I'm
going to
post it on Twitter.
No, it's not.
It's very similar.
It's a similar it's type
a,
of shirt.
It's a club shirt. You know it's a club shirt when you roll up the cuff and it's a different color.
Yeah,
you see that? It's a different color right there.
Oh, jeez.
And he's got dungarees on.
So what's the scoop here?
There's nothing going on at all. I mean,
you don't wear shirts like this.
No,
ever.
You don't wear
there's
this.
Something happening.
You haven't worn
today.
A shirt like this since we've been together. Together on the show four times in 3 years.
But there's nothing going on. I just grabbed it. I noticed I had a bunch of old in a closet dry cleaning that are still wrapped up, and I was like, oh, I wonder what this is. So there's a bunch of shirts that got dry cleaned that I just forgot about. Mm. This is one of them. So I just said, I'm gonna put it on. Mm.
It's a good shirt and it fits well.
Yeah,
I have a photo. We'll post it later.
You're
gonna try to sell it as that?
Yeah, it's something just still
dry really. Cleaning was available. Like,
there was some dry cleaning. This is probably 3 years in the making. I mean, literally, I had a bunch of hung clothes in a closet that I don't use. That
hold
had,
it this morning, Monday morning at 5 a.m. You're rummaging
I don't know
through
why
a closet.
I don't know why
through a closet you never used.
I don't
today
know why,
was the day.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it. But I took all the wrappers off of them. I'm like, oh, there's a couple shirts in here I can wear. And this was one of them.
So tomorrow might wear a new one then?
Yeah.
Another nice shirt tomorrow, possibly?
Yeah. This shirt's, like, it's not that nice. And
no, it looks nice to us.
Yeah, it looks
you can.
It caught me right away when you walked in. It wasn't like, oh, that's normal. Nope, not normal.
I didn't expect a button-down shirt from Sip today. I like it. It looks very nice, but I didn't expect this at all.
Thanks. I didn't think it would cause a ruckus.
You did too.
No, I did.
Me and Bill, we can't look past attire. If it's just a T-shirt,
well, I already got
something.
On Jake's. He's not wearing his.
Yeah,
his
he got
juvenile.
Yeah,
his juvenile
why is that?
Jacket.
Because the game was on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. And it's also in the wash right now.
Game was on Saturday, so it wore off. It's just like the excitement wore off.
Saturday morning.
Well, we
too.
Also had Signetti on Friday, and we're probably gonna talk about that a little bit. So.
We will.
True. Yeah, I mean, we have to.
If you go,
Signetti.
Well, back in time a little bit.
Sigs.
What the hell? Signet.
You know, speaking of that game, I thought it was going to be not a beatdown like that. I thought it would be an easy win for Indiana. I went to the Nebraska wrestling meet on Friday night for the first time in my life, I think.
That'd have been awesome.
I took my
Why
dad and Elizabeth to Nebraska wrestling Friday night. 36-3 Nebraska over Purdue.
Look at you branching
pounded
out.
Him. I know. And Coach Manning, I saw the Silver Fox, the Mangler.
You say hi.
He gets up, into it.
Mangler gets into
right
it.
Right by the mat. He threw two, I know there was challenges in wrestling. He threw two challenges, got them both right. In the same match.
Didn't know that.
Twice in the same match.
I didn't know that.
He threw.
And I've been to several of the Mangler's matches.
It looks like a foam brick. Yeah. Seriously, like a foam brick.
How about that?
That's what it looks like.
God dang, Jake went to wrestling. You understand wrestling.
Well, Jake was a wrestler.
Yeah, I won one match in seventh grade.
Yeah.
So I did go winless.
From Columbus.
I did. In Seward, yeah.
Yes.
In Seward.
Yeah.
There's a meet
and
in Seward.
I put 11 points on him, too. I was like, I am not going to win
11
this.
On it.
I ended with the win.
Yeah, that's what's is that a unanimous fall? There's something different to that. There's some sort of a
tech fall. I don't think it was a tech fall, though.
You get more points than just... I think it's three for the win if it's like unanimous or more points. You get more points. You get like 4 points.
What is it?
What
is it? There's a name for it.
It's not tech
breakers.
Ball.
It's not unanimous. What is it? Is this some
breakers?
Sort of a...
They had
Duke,
a couple of those.
Randy.
On Friday night, too. Major decisions.
Major decisions.
Yeah. But it was 11-7, so I didn't like shut him out. 11-7.
So it was kind of close.
It was. could have been
Jake
a weightless
Jake was a wrestler,
year.
Connor.
Yeah.
For one, yeah.
An albino wrestler.
An albino wrestler.
My whole goal was don't get pinned. I was
Connor,
never the
aggressor.
Connor,
you know Jake is an albino? Is this your first knowledge of this?
You knew. You just didn't want to say anything.
He listened to the show, so he knew.
He did know that.
Yes.
Usually with albinos, you just don't want to say any. You kind of know.
Let them live in their own world. Or, sorry, my own world, excuse me.
Hey, 57 today.
I looked nice. All week. Winter's over.
No.
Yes,
Saturday.
It is.
Saturday's 24.
No, it's back. It's back. It's insane.
But then it goes
weather.
Right back up.
Yeah,
true.
Like in the next 2 weeks, the chance of snow is zero.
Yep. Right. You are right. I see nothing.
There's
right.
zero chance right. of snow.
No precip.
Sip's right. 27 Saturday, but yeah, it goes back up to 40, 45 the next week. 57 tomorrow.
Yes.
Is that hog weather or not?
Oh, it might be. I'm really busy tomorrow. I almost got to sell the hog. I mean, it's almost.
Whoa. No.
Well, it's almost to the point where I like to ride it, but I can't. I don't even have time.
If you ever do sell it, though, we're going to sell it like during the have it like.
Auction
during the show. Yes.
When McSafety has to be
McSafety
there.
McSafety has to be there. And what position did he play in high school?
Safety.
At Cozad.
McSafety.
McSafety. Yeah.
Yeah.
Took down Crete in 1964.
64. Talked about that in great detail with Connor. Yes. The big win over Crete.
But anyway, idle chit chat. Yeah. Great. I mean, I'm saying great weather. I don't mind the no snow. I don't know how that affects Joey. And everybody.
It's not good. We need moisture. We need moisture bad.
We had some rain Thursday.
We had some rain.
An inch of rain
we
or
had
so.
Quite a bit of rain.
We had a lot of rain. It was good rain.
Yeah. But I'm fine with this, actually. No.
It's the middle of winter and all middle of winter. I've taken sugar out with basically a windbreaker to Walker.
But isn't that pleasant, though, Bill?
That's what I prefer.
There's some part. No. I want it to be. Sugar loves it when it's super cold. She does.
You're going to get some more cold.
No, it's not fun for me.
We tend to get February storms here in Nebraska. Recent years, and even like early March for some reason, we had like early March snowstorms.
But then they go away really fast. The snow goes away.
Yes, we.
But anywho, I don't mind, Bill. I'm fine with it, actually. Age might be a factor in that discussion a little bit.
Well, I'm 34. I'm fine with it, though, too.
You got to shovel. Well, you don't have to shovel because you're on the south side. I mean, does anybody shovel on the south side? On the north side, they do.
I think there's just people just drive around and shovel you for free. It's like an HOA thing we pay.
Oh, that's it.
That's what it is, yeah.
I don't have that. But anyway.
Why don't you say the word HOA.
Yeah. HOA. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. But this is great. The weather's great. What else? Anything about Lincoln?
I think for you this weekend, idle chit-chat at all.
No.
God. Just worked.
Yeah, you wouldn't even believe it. Oh, don't do that, Bill.
Grinding.
He's grinding. He's grinding away.
No,
over
you wouldn't
here.
Even. It's ugly. It's grisly at this point. It? Yeah.
I had some friends reach out. They wanted to mention that the show is important to them.
Good.
Because
they
were taking their sons to Sandhills Global, not Sandhills Regional. Sandhills Global Event Center to some events they had going on this weekend.
Where's that at?
That is 84th and Havelock.
Havelock.
Yes. So they were heading out to the Global Event Center for a kind of an antique
think we're going out there?
Show. You could purchase stuff too. So they were heading out there with the boys to do that. He goes, just to let you know that we listen to what's going on. And one of the things they do now is they check what's going on at Sandhills Global. You just go to their website and you go, okay, there's something going on every
place
day.
Is always
you could
busy.
Get there from your house in what? How many minutes?
Seven?
Yeah, you're close
about
to there.
Seven. Yeah, if I just whip down 84th Street.
If we ever need to meet, let's just meet there.
Meet there. Yeah. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Because we're both very close. Yes. So it's a neutral spot.
And then
spot.
If we both had like an extra $800, we could meet at that restaurant right there on
Casa Bovina.
Casa Bovina, if we both had $800 to spend.
Wonderful restaurant. It is pricey, but it's worth it, you know. Shout out to Sand Hills and Piedmontese and Casa Bovina.
Yeah, we can meet there and eat.
You have to call Jake for some money or some
Jake,
sort of gift
card. Can you
come cards.
Over and help?
Jake, can you help?
We need a loan real quick.
Me and Sip are having lunch.
This is more than we thought.
It's really added up quickly.
There's not even numbers on the menu. It's really making us nervous.
So somebody said we help Lincoln?
Yeah, we help Lincoln.
That's good.
God, that's good. I mean, think about how nice it is to live here. And we should give back more. I don't know how. I mean, you can give back in a lot of ways. Like, just I think being a good neighbor, you're giving back to a certain extent. I mean, it's not like we're going to be able to build a bridge or anything like that. But we can be good. What's going on? Oh, yeah. You got your coffee. See, this Farley. Is good. This is Farley good. Helping Lincoln. Yes.
Farley Terrell helping Farley.
Oh, he went to Casey's, too. I even mentioned Casey's.
He did.
He went all the way to Casey's.
Oh, Farley, you're a gem.
Look at this. A big one. That'll last you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will
Farley,
that last you?
Did you get a donut?
He got a scratch off. Even better.
I gave him extra money.
I hope you win, Farley.
I gave him extra money. He got scratched.
I don't need a damn donut. I want a lottery ticket here. Come on, man.
He spent the money on. That's gold. Oh, please win something. That'd make me feel so good. I gave him extra money, and he got scratch off tickets with it.
You could not ask for anything better than that.
That was the best.
Good job, Farley.
Good job.
I got Terrell scratch Farley. Off.
Yes.
Terrell Farley's one of the best linebackers to ever play for Nebraska.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, for anybody driving
Number
around.
Number 43.
If you're driving.
Do you know what his Instagram handle is by any chance?
I do not.
Best_Nebraska_linebacker_ever.
That's all right.
That's his own, yeah.
That's his own.
Oh. Best self-proclaimed.
Yeah, in case there's any doubt. Okay, when in doubt.
Now you know for
now
sure.
Now we know.
Yeah. He said it. But, stands I mean, by it.
If someone's driving on the interstate, listen to the show, Terrell Farley, if you, yeah, he's one of the.
From Georgia.
Played in the 90s.
Columbus,
Nebraska.
Georgia. Yeah, Columbus, Georgia. And he got Bill Coffee just now.
Yeah, and some scratch-off tickets for himself.
We hope he's a big winner.
Will that last you?
Oh, yeah, easily. Oh, yeah.
Well, that lasts you till 7:30.
Oh, easily.
When the mill opens.
Yes, easily.
Okay, we're set there.
I'm kind of ready for break, though, so I want to put some creamer in it. Jake, we go to break early?
No, Connor, grab the creamer form real quick.
No, it's all right.
Go grab it. Connor, get
no,
your...
Connor, no, we're all right.
Make we'll yourself get... useful.
No, Connor, no, Connor,
I'm
don't
joking.
Do that. No, Connor, no.
I'm
no,
joking.
No. Time out, time out, no.
Do you need creamer?
What's that? Yeah, because I got to get it all organized. And it's a whole process. You guys ever see my process in the morning?
Yes,
it's a lot.
Sugar and cream.
There's right? It's Splenda.
Oh, it's Splenda. I'm sorry. Sorry,
Splenda
Bill.
And creamer.
Splenda and creamer.
Splenda and creamer, yes.
How many Splenda?
What's that?
You have a process, too.
What's that? A lot now. I do four. You know why?
That's what you do four.
You know why? Because now Splenda, I figured it out. I'm like, why am I keep using more of that? They've changed the amount in the packet big time.
Have they?
Yeah, that was part of the... Kind of the
less,
yes,
not trying more.
Trying to put one over on us.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Splenda, is it? Yeah.
Are we taking Splenda to task?
Well,
right
I tell you one thing. Can you imagine this one when you go in to get when you because Splenda is what I go to. That's my deal. Can you imagine getting a Coke and it's in a blue can?
That'd be weird.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
That's
like
Pepsi's
that.
Can, sir.
Everyone has something. You go. That's what that is, right? How about now when you go into Casey's, they have Equal. And it's in blue packets and in yellow packets.
Ooh!
So they put in a yellow packet, okay. like oh you grab like oh
you.
It's yellow, oh it's Splenda, and it's kind of like, no, it's just different color.
They did that on purpose.
Absolutely, it's on purpose. Can you imagine that if all of a sudden you went to grab like I said a Pepsi and it was red?
Okay,
no.
Or if you went to get Splenda and it was pink.
Yeah, exactly. Never happens.
No. Okay, that's disturbing. Actually,
disturbing a lot.
By the way, we have a text here before we get to
major decision.
No, this is not about wrestling. So Jane in Wahoo says, do you guys need a coffee pot?
Yes, we do.
I can have one delivered tomorrow via Amazon. a breaker has offered to buy us a coffee. Now
I'm not going to lie to you.
We'd
love
one. I think it's the machine
one.
We need more
if
than
you don't
anything.
Mind. If you don't mind.
It's the whole apparatus.
Yeah.
Can we get like a Mr. Coffee too?
This is a Mr. It was a Mr. Coffee we had. I think it's done. I think we
don't
restart
need a fancy
thing.
One though. The one we have is really too
fancy. Yeah,
this fancy.
One's fine.
Yeah, anything that's just a layman one.
This or worse is fine.
Yes.
It's just this one I think has reached its expiration date.
It's done.
It's done.
If she wants to do it, I'm not going to dissuade her.
Yeah, I'm not going to either. I'm not going to.
We won't say no.
My hand's up. Yes, my hand's up.
That's 3 for 3.
From Amazon. They can have it here tomorrow.
Thank you for the thought, Jake.
Connor.
Yeah.
See,
Connor,
our breakers
don't
help
touch
us
it.
Out.
Connor, do not touch the new machine.
He said the Charlie Brown thing to
the
you.
Charlie goes, he looks at me, he's sad. He goes, Charlie Brown, everything I touch breaks.
I didn't even know that was a thing with Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Brown had a rough time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that's more from the Charlie Brown Christmas, wasn't it?
I think you're right,
Where everything he did at the Christmas, everything went bad.
That's a good line.
Remember the tree
young
guy?
Connor over there.
Young Connor's drinking a Red Bull. God.
He needs he lives off caffeine, you said.
I tell you one thing. That tells you financially they're doing pretty well at that. You're from a 3-car garage, Connor?
I'm pumping a $6.
We do have Red Bull here in the studio that Red Bull left us 2 weeks ago. So he's probably drinking one of the free.
Okay. Yeah, I drinking free. That. Okay, that's good.
You actually were
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
I said you can.
You can take that. That's okay. Ours.
You said you. I think you're all right on that.
Yeah, I did. But yeah. I'll let you take it, though.
I can't imagine being sip on a Red Bull this morning. That'd be a lot.
You're jumping all around the studio.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need that kind of aggression.
You don't need that kind of sipple?
No. Red Bull sipple?
No. That scares me. Red Bull frankly sipple. Scares
That'd
me.
That'd be incredible. Hold it. Try doing sixth grade sipple on Red Bull.
I'll do it later.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
What's Joey doing?
Right now, he's putting together the fertilizing plan and chemical plan. Because stuff starts going in on the ground here really fast. You got to have
this.
Oh, yeah. Really fast. Okay,
today's
absolutely.
January 12th.
I don't know, about somewhere mid-January.
You got it. January 12th. Good job.
Okay, we're ready to roll. Joey's ready to roll. He's got his trucks ready to roll. He's got his own mechanics out there right now. He has a full team meeting. He's got 70 employees.
You were interrupting at one time.
At one time, I did show up for the team. I was there. I was on, yeah. I got questioned. They're like, you coming out? Yeah, I'm about there. Okay. All right. I guess that's okay. Well, they had a lot going on. They were doing work. Then I just came in, and then everything stopped. And then everyone just came in. We all just hung out in the office for like an hour. Finally, they kind of looked at me going, we really do have things to do, because I didn't.
Can you just leave?
Yeah, I didn't have things to do. Yeah.
I love that scenario. Anyway, Joey's got stuff going on
in Bertrand.
If people invite me out, I'll come.
Yeah, and we're getting a coffee machine delivered.
Yes,
that's right, from Jane. 738ag.com 464-5685. Call or text the show as always. We had a situation on Saturday that was getting uncomfortable. That Sip was correct on. If you recall back to Friday during the show, Sip made a guarantee. Right?
I don't know that I guaranteed.
You were pretty.
You did
pretty stern.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah, it was.
Nebraska was a better team than Indiana was going to beat Indiana in basketball. Now, down by 16 points in the second half.
What happened?
Twitter was chirping, saying, oh, thanks,
they were
Sip.
Talking,
thanks
weren't they?
Thanks for that guarantee, the simple kiss of death. Hey, by the way, he guaranteed Ohio State also Monday, yeah. And they won that game. And oh, by the way, they came back and won. It still stuns me right now because in the same half, Nebraska trailed by 16 and then was up by 9. God. They win by 6, 83-77 Saturday in Bloomington, Indiana. It was a remarkable comeback for a team that refuses to lose. Still, going back to last year.
Refuse to lose.
20 straight.
It's a t-shirt.
20 straight wins back to the crown. 16-0 this year. The story is unbelievable, and they had extreme adversity and fought back from it Saturday. Very impressive showing from Nebraska in a game that was not looking their direction most of it.
No, because I'm sticking by what I said, that I felt that Indiana's a good team. I think Indiana's they're a tournament team.
They're all right. I thought what happened to them is they got exposed late. The final 8 minutes, if you watch each possession, they just don't have any. Wilkerson was good through most of the game, but then went away late.
He did.
10 points over the last 17 minutes. They don't have much besides him.
DeVries is good, but he was in foul
fine.
Trouble.
DeVries is fine.
The run happened when he had to sit in the bench. He had four fouls, and then Nebraska made their run with him on the bench. He's not a great defender, but it's the fact he's an offensive threat. 17 points in 28 minutes for
DeVries
him.
DeVries isn't a bad offensive threat. He's not, but come on. You can't. Here's what their offense relied on late in the, I'd say, the final 8 minutes.
Indiana?
Yeah. Indiana's offense was they're only going to score generally if there's a rebound under the basket, and they get a shot close. The defense was stifling, and I think Bill Bill gets this. Not that you don't, but Bill's a coach. I'm sure that it's not just effort. I think they are really smart about what they're doing.
Yeah, it's not just it's just play just hard.
Guard your guy.
Yeah, play hard. There's a lot of
they know what's going on.
There's a lot to defense also than just guard your guy. There's different on how are they playing screens, how are they doing pick and roll, what are they doing, are they switching everything? There's just different ways that they're going on. Then you change sometimes. Now I purposely don't first half of games I have to be home like that, and they don't interest me much. It's a little bit like that. NBA's the last 8 minutes. Games I've watched most of Nebraska games all I really have, but this game I didn't start because I text you guys, hey, what's the station, and Jake says, well,
it's almost Bill, halftime, Bill.
It's 3 minutes until halftime, and I'm like, okay, but what station's it on?
BTN.
So I started watching at that point in time, and then caught the rest of the entire second half. So I was fine with what I saw because I did see him go down 16.
Yeah, that was. I mean, yeah, you can't say you weren't worried at that point.
I was definitely worried.
Yeah, but they, as I said, the only thing I said that is smart is they're hard to kill. And that's what this game shows. They're really going to be hard to put away.
The sequence that changed the game for me was Indiana ties the score. I think it's 60, I believe.
Okay.
Indiana hits a three, gets the ball back. We foul them shooting a three, and they make all three of them.
Yep.
All of a sudden, we're down six.
Yep.
And then we go back-to-back threes to answer it back.
Yeah, you're right.
Who was that?
Because usually when you make a dramatic comeback, if you don't get all the way over the hump, you don't make it.
I think that was Jamarcus and Price back to back to tie it back. You're right, that was huge.
I mean, it was like okay, we made this huge push to tie it up, and it got tense. All of a sudden, it went from that to six. I'm like, oh no,
they're going to be.
Just
a warning to foes. They're going to be hard to put away. Yeah. They are. They have a lot late in games because they have the whole formula. They're old. They play good defense. They have guys that can score. They shoot free throws. They're going to be hard. Well, they're going to be a good time, down the
wasn't
stretch.
Wasn't your text that we're down 16 and Berkey's hit two threes?
Berkey.
Yeah.
He's Berkey. Yeah, he made two great threes. They're down 14. He makes a three. Goes down by 11. Say, okay, hang on. This may not be over. And then Nebraska makes the run. But the thing in this game is Jamarcus Lawrence, you know, Lamar Wilkerson has 32 points for Indiana. He was just unstoppable at times in this game.
At times, but not in the last 17 minutes.
But Jamarcus Lawrence was also on a heater. He kept Nebraska at least alive when they were down by 16. He kept them in the first half in the game, down 9 at halftime. He has 27 points.
How about that?
8 for 13 overall, 5 of 8 on threes, 6 for 8 at the free throw line. I mean, he was huge
playing through an ankle injury. So he's a real dude. That he was limping in the shoot around, according to Robin. And had an ankle injury in the early in the previous game.
Okay, against Ohio State.
Yeah, so he went on a bad ankle and scored 27.
But I think it's also important to mention, you know, the name that people across the country now watching Nebraska ball are seeing is Braden Frager off the bench. He did nothing the first 25, 30 minutes, and then he came alive when it mattered most.
Frager.
They're making the run, they get the lead, and then he keeps them in the lead. Gets a big rebound to tie the game up. With the putback, hits a big three, gets the dunk to go up by 9 with a minute 3 to go. Like he continues to make big play
Frager
off the bench for Nebraska basketball.
Frager, he's got the NBA's attention, I'm told.
So you're telling me he's leaving early?
No.
Is that what you're telling me right now? I need to know this right now.
No.
Okay, so to make
sure.
Was that been announced?
Is that breaking news?
No. Breaking news? You go to breaking news?
No.
You've announced it. Sipple's announced it.
No, they're watching him, though. There's a team that's watching him. It's true. 100%. I don't mind saying it.
Okay.
Frager is that guy. He's that guy. He's a freak. I mean, he's going to.
Is OKC watching him?
That'd be a hell of a gift.
Could be.
For him.
Keep us abreast of the Bucks.
Frager. What can you say about him?
Again, off the bench.
What a sixth man.
It felt like it was going to be the Illinois game where he didn't do much. Again, it was a quiet first, you know, half. The first half did nothing, and the first part of the second half did nothing. But he came alive. Like that, he is ultra confident.
Because it didn't seem throughout the game that, because usually there was, and maybe there was a times that I didn't see every second maybe.
That's all right.
But I think I saw close to every second in the second half.
Sure.
And I don't remember very many Sam Hoiberg moments where you went, that play was, where he kept a ball alive or did a couple things in a row. it seemed more like, you said, more like the other cast. Now, Sam was still in there doing, but also he didn't, I don't remember anything wrong either.
Sam's right. Steady. Five assists, 2 turnovers.
Yeah, 3 steals, 3 rebounds. Again, nothing crazy.
Steady.
But
points?
Steady. 5 points.
5 points?
Steady. Yeah. Lawrence carried him, 27. Mast had 13. Sanford had 12. Frager had 11, all in the second half?
Yes. All in the second half.
How'd Garcia do?
He didn't play much.
Played 5 minutes. He didn't have much stats. Missed 2 shots. That's it.
The guy who played well was Jacobson.
Yes, he did.
Jacobson.
Is his minutes going up? It appears to me minutes are up.
He played just shy of 20 minutes. Hale Jacobson. He played 7 points.
He had missed 8 straight threes but buried one with 5:48 left in the first half. That snapped a streak of 8 straight misses. It was his first make in nearly 2 months. Hello.
That's a big hit.
Hello, but he played well. His plus I don't diminish plus minus after what coach said the other day. That's the only thing you should look at. Plus minus. Who said that? Anyway, he was
-7.
Yeah, he was -7. That's not shouldn't have brought
that's
that.
It's not killer though.
No, it's not good.
And Indiana had a guy that was -16, a starter, Connor Enright, who was a really real pain in the butt on that court.
Imagine. All of a sudden, if you're just at the head coach of Reese for Indiana, all of a sudden Jacobson just nails a three. Hasn't made one in 2 months.
That guy hasn't made one in 2 months.
Guess it's their day.
Look over at your assistant coach. My dad one time, same exact name, last name, Bush, spelled the same way, B-U-S-C-H. Kim Bush was his name. One of my dad's best friends, and he's the head basketball coach. My dad was a head basketball coach forever. But in Fullerton, he was not. So Kim was the head coach. Dad was not. Dad went scouting for him.
Oh, he
brought
did.
Back an in-depth scouting report for districts of so-and-so. Don't even guard 13. Can't shoot. Can't score. He came back. They drew up a whole game plan together. Comes out 13, whoever the opposing team was. I thought it might have been St. Ed, if I'm correct. The guy made his first, 7 shots.
And number from 13.
He can't shoot, trust
and
me.
And from the sideline, Kim Bush looks at my dad, Ron Bush, and goes, can't shoot? He's draining everything.
7%.
He's finger rolling. He's doing everything. My dad came back and said, don't even guard him. You can't score. He can't shoot. He just dribbling behind his back, between his legs, and just doing fadeaway jumpers. And just
how old was Ron at that time?
At that time, Ron
just
would
a young guy,
probably about fairly young. He'd been probably late 30s or 40s, something like that.
Can't shoot. Trust me.
Did the scouting.
Did the scouting. All of a sudden, better times.
Better times.
Yeah.
St. Ed.
Yeah. St. Ed.
St. Ed.
I think it was St. Ed, but I have to get this down for
sure. St. Ed. Fullerton.
Dad will know. He'll know the game he went and watched, and he did it as a came back with his detailed report.
Your dad was an assistant.
No, he wasn't even an assistant.
Oh,
he was the head man. Just even the head football coach that went to help his buddy out. Yes. Also, Kim Bush had returned.
Can't shoot.
Kim Bush returned the favor. They're playing. I'm pretty sure this was against. I think it was Osceola. I think they were playing against.
That's great
and
regional.
Is Osceola or Stromsburg? I thought. Anyway, it didn't matter. Late in the game, they're backed up. They're up by 6 or so, and they're at the 1-yard line. End of the game. Kim Bush's friend comes out of the stands, down to the sideline, taps my dad on the shoulder, and says, "Have you considered a safety?" Came out of the stands, came down onto the field, and said, "Have you considered taking a safety?" That's the kind of friends that work. You imagine all of a sudden your friend just comes down. So two things: can't shoot. Have you considered
he
a safety?
First 7 shots.
Came down from the stands.
Came down from the stands. Thought I'd mention those two.
Oh,
Nebraska,
I like that.
83-77. Nebraska.
Big one.
53 points in the second half for the Huskers. 8 for 16 on threes in the second half for the Huskers, and.
Jake, just walk us through sixth grade Sorensen.
Oh, God.
Watching this game.
Yeah, what were you like?
Yeah, what was it like? Did you,
in
did
your
you
living
pace
room.
Around?
I was pacing. When they were down 16, I was trying to keep myself distracted so I wasn't too upset. Like I said,
how do you do that? How does one do that?
I grabbed a ball and just threw it to myself. Like we have a beach ball.
Okay, this is a whole new thing. You had a beach ball in the house.
Yeah, there's a beach ball.
And an inflatable one you
a
blew
Lincoln,
up.
A Lincoln Airport free beach ball I got from the vet a couple weeks ago.
Every time. Yeah, you think we're going to have something good, then it turns into great.
Is this your daughter's beach ball?
Yeah, yeah. She plays with the beach ball.
Yes, you have the beach ball. So yes. Are you walking around, flipping it up in the air? What are you
Absolutely.
Doing?
Absolutely. I'm on the ground, hitting it up in the air to myself.
I'm on the ground.
Just try it. Planting. Okay, yeah. Down 12. Huh?
Down 12 beach and ball, beach
down
ball.
Down 8. All right. Yeah. Kind of superstitious here a little bit.
Is it a bigger beach ball?
Yeah. No, it's a
little kid beach
ball. Yeah, it's not a massive one. But the beach ball was important for my sanity, so I didn't do anything.
Good
dumb.
Job.
And you guys asked
how smart.
I had to have a single beer during the game. Too early for a beer on a Saturday. Yeah. It ended at 1 o'clock.
11 a.m. game is wow. That was.
I think I had one beer that day anyways, total, Saturday. That's it.
That's unfortunate.
Fine. It was a great day still. Yeah. Nebraska won.
Yeah.
I tell you what's kind of nice. I watched it during fitness.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where were you?
That would have been
from
smart.
Genesis.
That would have been smart.
You were at Genesis?
Yeah. And then the funny part, the game wasn't on, and I go to Jimmer, the manager. Jimmer's awesome. I go, can we get the game? He goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. Put it on all the TVs.
Good.
So I could, like, lift. I was constantly doing some sort of workout, and the game was on. It was great.
Did you notice people watching the game?
Yeah, people started watching.
A lot of activity there for you.
A lot of activity. I like that.
Going
fitness.
From station to
I
state.
I was going station to station. Nautilus.
Little chest.
Your chest, little pec deck.
You're watching the game at each station.
Watching each station, doing exercise, and I had no idea Jake was hitting a beach ball.
Beach ball.
I was hitting
up in the air.
Yes, I was.
I was in Portal Madness, but I was checking the game, the game.
You were locked in.
Then I locked in for the final 11 minutes. The thing that impresses me the most, Jake, I think the key is their defense.
Yes.
I just think they're a great defensive team.
I agree.
We thought that rebounding might be an issue. No, they were even 31 rebounds for each team, so they were not any sort of outsized by Indiana. This is now two straight games that had equal rebounds with the opponent.
Okay,
now
31-31
on the road.
What would you say?
In Indiana,
7-8 seconds to go in the game. We inbound a ball, goes right through Rink's hands. I'm like, right to a 3-point shot.
In and out, right?
In and out, and they miss it. They still get fouled, but I'm like going. That's what I said on the text line. What did I say? I said, inbounds the ball down the court. Yeah. And get it down the court,
no,
the other
smart.
Direction.
Right.
Like that. But went right through his hands.
No harm, though, right?
That would have been nerve-wracking if they hit that three and all of a sudden now there's 6 minutes left. And I mean, 6 seconds left. Right. It's just a three-point game.
No, that'd be nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Other sizable news in the conference is that after Nebraska beats Indiana, Michigan loses at home to Wisconsin. 91-88.
Well, that was at Michigan?
The same team that Nebraska beat by 30 at PBA, what goes to Ann Arbor.
Nebraska's a problem.
And wins 91-88.
Yeah. There's
Where do you have them at, Jake?
Oh, we should.
But they might be. They probably will not be top five. They'll be seventh, I think, at worst in the AP poll out today.
Okay, two seed.
Let's look at bracketology.
They look like. I think Lenardi will have as a two seed when he.
Well, I got him right here. Lenardi.
Is it updated or
not? Yeah, this is today. Lenardi updated Jan 10th.
Okay, well that's two days ago. That was after the win. Sure.
After the win.
So Lenardi has him at three.
Jake's not happy.
He has him projected opponent Temple in Oklahoma City.
Gavin Griffiths, former Husker on that roster,
let me
kicking
ask you
butt
this.
Right now.
Can you make up more stuff than this? I mean, the fact that, you think that it's going to be Nebraska Temple. I'm like, stop.
Okay, we can go more. Yeah. DeCourcy. Fox Sports. Okay. He does have him as a two seed.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Now thanks they would to play. Corsi.
He's got him playing North Dakota State in Portland.
I'd go. I'd be there.
Portland. You'd go to Portlandia.
Yes, I would. I'll go anywhere to watch this team.
The people that have him as a two seed are DeCourcy and T3 Bracketology.
Attaboy T3.
And then three seed JBR Bracketology. James Fletcher. James Fletcher's a name you guys should know because it's on three. Yeah. James has him as a three seed.
I still have him as a three.
Okay, Billetology has him as a three.
You're dead
Billetology
on.
Billetology on three.
Nebraska, Bracket Matrix. Nebraska.
And I have him playing Maryland Eastern Shore.
Oh, okay.
They're going to get in.
Yeah.
So Nebraska's in 58 of 58 brackets.
So right now they're not on the bubble.
No. They're in 58 of 58 brackets, anywhere from a 2-4 seed by Bracket Matrix.
So the worst out there is a four seed.
Yep.
Right now,
mid January. Yeah, it's just exciting times, Bill.
You got it. The worst is four seed. You got
Jake,
it.
Jake, this is your greatest moment.
This feels like heaven. Again, I said the other day, I feel powerful. I feel very powerful right now. I really do.
This is Jake in Field of Dreams. Is this heaven?
The team that I've rooted on for my entire life that has just let me down.
And it's an appealing team, right? It's appealing.
They're fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. It's appealing. You like the guy. The guys are good guys. It's
a great chemistry. You can tell they like each other.
Fred's a great dude.
Nobody needs a certain amount of shots.
Nebraska fans like the fact they play really good defense, and they're off. Now, I mean, now they play Oregon, and they'll win that game by 17.
8 Fred, p.m. tomorrow night here
Fred
in Lincoln.
I didn't hear it. My sister heard it. Fred followed up with a Cignetti.
So you want to hear?
He said he wanted to crack a beer.
There we go.
Yeah.
You stay undefeated. Enjoy. You get home early. You can enjoy beverage, maybe some football. I know you got a game Tuesday. Congrats.
I'm going to enjoy a beverage first, though.
I would say that would be a good idea. Back to you guys.
That's Bruce Weber with the Hoiberg postgame.
I would like now if everyone had to actually make every coach has to stay in what the beverage is. I'm going to go Moscow Mule. I'm going to go Dewar's Rocks.
Modelo.
Modelo. I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
I'm going to crack a Modelo.
I'm going to go Margarita Rocks, no salt. I'd like to have
Why would you go no salt?
I don't know, but it just
I got you.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. They got to name it.
They got to name. I don't want. I'm going to crack a beer or I'm going to have a beverage. I want them to name
Jack and Coke.
Yeah, be specific.
I want to be specific. Yes.
Huskers again tomorrow night against Oregon.
Okay,
8
so that's
p.m.
Oregon tomorrow at 8.
PBA. Struggling eight. Oregon team.
Eight. You guys are going to have to do that. When I got plans tomorrow, you're going to have
to. Are you going to Cheesecake Factory?
We know you're going to Cheesecake
Factory. Just go to Cheesecake Factory for the 19th time for average food.
It's been three times in the last, like,
be a fourth time tomorrow.
Anyway.
I'll be
Oregon,
watching.
Oregon, you going to be there?
I don't know if I'll be there. I will certainly be watching.
You can't go, right?
We'll address this later in Bill's Thrills.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go this morning?
Victory Bird.
Victory Bird.
The early, Victory Bird.
Early
basketball
bird. At 19th and K. It's open right now.
How about the Hoy Bird?
Oh, wow.
Hoy Bird.
There should be a Hoy Bird.
Oh, yes. That'd be beautiful.
A sandwich. Turkey sandwich.
Yes.
The Hoy Bird.
The Hoy Bird at Early Bird.
Shouldn't there be a chicken sandwich named Hoy Bird?
Go, Big Fred!
We love Fred!
Breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, pancakes, French toast, and the world-famous hash holes! Stop by today at Early Bird. 19th and K, free and spacious parking open right now for 2 p.m.
The Hoy Bird.
Could it be a chicken sandwich?
Could be, yeah. Something breakfasty, too, though, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say a turkey or a chicken sandwich named Hoy Bird.
Yeah, something heart-healthy.
Yeah.
Heart healthy for Fred.
Fred would want to heart healthy.
Maybe a grilled chicken sandwich for Fred.
Yeah. Hold the mayonnaise.
When we come back, there's a new defensive line coach. Tell you who it is next in an early break in the ticket.
Hold the mayo.